in our research, and what we've been doing over the last 10 years is identifying and researching those underlying biochemical causes of disease. And our first book that we wrote, A Revolution in Health Through Nutritional Biochemistry, took those concepts and boiled them down into very layman's terms so everybody can understand it. And the emphasis in everything that we've done in our research boils down to, can we look at natural products, naturally existing nutrients mm-hmm. that can promote people's health and restore health? And that's how we discovered MK4. It's a specific form of vitamin K. It's approved in Japan, been approved since 1995 for the prevention and treatment of osteoporosis. And we brought it over. The first ones in our OsteoK bone health supplement or osteoporosis supplement that has the amount of MK4, 45 milligrams per day, plus calcium and vitamin D that are approved by the U.S. FDA. And in that combination, it's been shown repeatedly in clinical trials to decrease fractures and as much as 87% reduction of fractures because it stimulates the growth of bone by promoting bone collagen, bone connective tissue that gives bone its flexibility instead of just promoting bone density. And in fact, if you look at the bone density scans, they only predict 44% of women who will get fractures and only 21% of men who will get fractures. So they're not all that predictive, and doctors don't tend to know that, and they don't tend to educate their patients on that. The most dangerous aspect of the disease of osteoporosis is breaking a bone. 20% of people with osteoporosis who fracture a hip will die within a year.
Jeez.
And those who survive, 20% will end up in chronic nursing home care with chronic debilitating pain.
What's the age bracket, John, for osteoporosis?
Well, typically it can affect anyone, depending on if they have other diseases. For example, young men and women, it's typically women, though, and girls with anorexia nervosa are at risk for osteoporosis. But when we're talking about people with normal bone density through life and end up getting osteoporosis in adults, we typically start looking for decreases in bone density that are clinically relevant, around 50 years and older. But women really are and should be concerned of bone health much earlier than that, because taking care of your bones really is a lifelong process through proper exercise and proper diet. But the conventional medical community has not really caught on to what even the major organizations have said, and the World Health Organization and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, that fractures, again, the most dangerous aspect of osteoporosis, are largely due to factors other than bone density. So we've got to talk about bone quality, and that's what the nutrients in OsteoK promote. It's that bone quality, the bone connective tissue, and that's how it helps reduce the fractures by up to 87%. We've had phenomenal results with it clinically, and people have been sending in video testimonials telling us of their stories of how it's reversed their bone loss from steroid medications, and a lot of medications cause osteoporosis and fractures, even things that seem so innocuous as the acid-blocking medications like Protonix and Zantac and Ranitidine. They can increase fracture risk, hip fracture risk, by 60% if you take them for 4 years.
That's huge. I had heard that the body absorbs old bone constantly, and if it doesn't form new bone, that's when you get into trouble. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. It's like everything in the body. There's a dynamic homeostasis that is involved, and old bone is being broken down continuously and then by osteoclasts, and new bone is being built up continuously by osteoblasts. And in fact, the osteoporosis medications like Fosamax and Actonel and Boniva that are really not that effective, they reduce fractures by less than 50%, they work by stopping the osteoclast. They stop that dynamic equilibrium, that healthy functioning of bone, and essentially poison the bone. And now research is showing that after 3 to 5 years of continuous use of these medications, it actually increases your risk of a fracture.
Oh.
So the paradigm has to change, and that's where nutritional medicine comes in. The research we've been doing and Nutritional Biochemistry Incorporated, NBI, and NBI Pharmaceuticals is really paving the way, we believe, for what we hope to be a revolution in clinical medicine in this country to increase the effectiveness of therapies while decreasing their risks. And we've carried that philosophy in our research into the development of what are called orphan drugs. And those are drugs that treat rare conditions, and the FDA defines that as less than 200,000 people affected. And many cancers fit into that realm. And over the last 6-7 months that we've started developing and working with the FDA to submit applications, we've actually received 8 designations for orphan drugs, 8 designations for possible treatments for cancer, neurological diseases, mitochondrial diseases using natural products, all based on human data. And the FDA has never in the history of the organization ever seen any company get so many approvals in such a short amount of time. And now we're starting to develop those and go through the market approval process with the FDA. And I have to really applaud the FDA having, starting to learn their system. They really are doing an excellent job of trying to vet out quality products and make sure that they are safe and effective. And where the problem comes in, though, is with the large pharmaceutical companies and the drug companies with their paradigm of creating novel therapies that are not natural to the body, that by and large take over the body's biochemical processes and therefore have, in some instances, a very deadly side effects.
Isn't it incredible, John, that almost every cure for every ailment on this planet is here? You have to find it, of course, but it's in supplements, vitamins, tree bark, you name it. But this planet seems to be able to counter the effects of disease, and it's an amazing thing. I guess if you believe in the divine creator concept, you got to believe that all this was put there for us to find and use.
Well, even if you don't believe in that, I believe there's an argument to be made. I have a background in botany. I've had several different careers, but I have a degree in botany. And in going through the research, and my emphasis in my research was on molecular and cellular biology of plants, I started to recognize very quickly the intricacies of those systems and how the plants communicate with the organisms around them. They have their own immune system. They have secondary chemicals or secondary metabolites that actually act as natural pesticides. And in fact, many, many of our medications come from natural substances. But the problem is, again, with the conventional paradigm in medicine and the conventional paradigm in the pharmaceutical industries is not about discovering natural products that they can then implement in healthcare, but discovering natural products that they can then manipulate and create a novel molecule that they can patent and own, which has unique side effects on the body that aren't there in the natural extracts themselves. And the issue really is a little more is a little broader than that, because it gets into the legal structure of the pharmaceutical industry and what is patentable and the economic structure. It takes $800 million to $1 billion to get one conventional drug through the FDA market approval into market.